President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 25th on the West Coast. Oh, I should say June the 24th on the West Coast. June the 25th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Don't often screw that up, but I did tonight. let's hope that's all that gets screwed up. Plenty of news is screwed up, that's for sure. We're still not hearing the truth about much of anything through the mainstream media, which is why we have tonight's guests on board with us. I want to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on blogtalkradio.com on the internet. That's where tonight's guest appears Sunday through Friday with his own show, A Marine's Disquisition. His website, amd.elequity.com, is a treasure trove of information, news, videos, links, and the truth. And I welcome back to the show tonight my good friend, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
And I appreciate it. To all my Marines around the world, Semper Fi. And thank you for all of you that listened to the show last night on the Kevin Smith Show. I appreciate the emails and kudos that you sent me throughout the day. Kevin Smith Show there out of Phoenix, Arizona. Another independent talk show host and attempting to get the truth out there, just like Mr. Nikoloff and BBS Radio is doing. I want to welcome all those that do not listen to BBS Radio on a continuing basis to, hey, here's you an alternative. You don't have to listen to mainstream who's lying to you and massaging you. And, but I got a question for you. And it hit me just tonight. With all of these so-called patriot-loving talk show host out there with their salient points, are they just a avenue to vent the spleen, so to speak, to keep the sheeple at bay and massage them with truth that the people know they've got it in their face and they see it? And people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and how many others are out there on their talk shows, on mainstream media, giving you all the evidence against these Nazis, fascists, and yet the people are just quiet. How do you...
I lost your audio there for a second, Drew. Right at the end, you were asking me a question. How do I? And then you went blank. And I still don't have you. Well, I got to try to get Drew back on. He dropped off here. So we'll bring him up again and see if that doesn't work. And... Well, okay, I think I got you back. You started to ask me a question, Drew, and you disappeared. You said, how do you, and then you were gone.
I'm back. Thanks to the wondrous world of electronics. How do you feel? Did you hear me mention...
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say something. The person that just listens to mainstream media is going to listen to nothing but spin and lies. There's a time when a lot of people, even I, thought that Glenn Beck might be different. He had a radio show, And then they brought him on to CNN, Headline News Network. He had his own show there. Then he made the jump over to Fox. Now, these guys are kind of like hookers going from one brothel to another. And they're maintaining the same persona, but they're mincing their words, and they're stopping short of really telling the truth. They'll allude to, well, this person is incompetent, or this person seems to lack a certificate of live birth. There's a question about where this person was born, but they won't really bring out the truth, not like we do. And so they're being disingenuous, and it's a psyop. It's a mind control propaganda experiment in full force. And it's across the networks, because their advertisers always can threaten to pull their advertising dollars away, which means that these guys won't have these outrageous salaries, millions and millions of dollars. You mean to tell me that telling lies to the American public is worth millions and millions of dollars? Then stop and think, people. If they're lying and they're paying them all this money to lie, then it must be very important for them to lie to the people. That means they don't want the people to know the truth. So as long as these guys play ball with the powers that be, they'll get these outrageous sums of money. Now, how much of that money can a person spend in any given day or in any given year? Over and over and over again, we hear the same lies. You'll hear a little bit of truth. Well, you know, we know Barack Obama was born in Hawaii, so therefore, you know, anybody who says otherwise is a kook. Well, you know, Drew, you know my feelings and you know my research. I've analyzed the documents that were posted on the Internet, and while they tell us, well, you can't believe anything you hear on the Internet, they post Obama's documents on the Internet. And they admit it. And then they say, well, we put it there so all these crazy wackos can see for themselves that it's real. Well, no, it isn't. Those are phony documents. A five-year-old, if he knows how to operate a computer and knows how to magnify the picture on the screen, can see that the lines don't even meet. The borders that they create on the false documents, or that he's got his birth certificate is on a piece of paper that came out in 2001 or in 2007, or that his selective service documentation, his registration as they call it, which was another CIA document, had the Selective Service Board dated the day before he signed it. Tell me that that's not a fraud. And you got government agencies perpetrating the same fraud. Now, do they bring this information out on mainstream? Absolutely not. Do they tell you that the photos of his alleged family are all Photoshop deals, all compiled with fictitious characters in there? No, they don't tell you that either. I've pointed that out. So when you ask me how these guys are as far as newscasters and how I feel, it makes me want to puke, okay? And I'm disgusted, and I can't listen to them, really. I can't listen to them. Why? Why listen to them lie? They're not telling the people the truth. Mainstream media, period, is nothing but a lie factory and mind control and propaganda, period. Even the commercials are propaganda. They lie in the commercials even. You got, and who are their sponsors? Pharmaceutical companies making up diseases and giving them three letters like the alphabet. Like the alphabet agencies. Yeah, they might as well be saying CIA this and CIA that, or FBI this and FBI that, and CDC and FDA and USDA, and just put that tag on the drugs too. It really doesn't matter. It's all the same crap. So how do I feel about it? You didn't expect this kind of answer, I'm sure. And I can.
No, I expect it exactly. That's what I want my friends that I've invited to listen to the show tonight to come hear the truth continued from my show this afternoon. things that I did not get was not able to get through today, and I won't be able to get through to them tomorrow because of my learned guest, Dr. Gay Leonard, who we're doing a discussion on brain injury trauma on a continuing show there that the American people are being lied to. So that, and you're right on. And if I may.
Yes, please do. You're my
you
guest.
And I have specifically talked about Barack Hussein Obama, this long-legged, short-legged imbecile of an excuse. I've been told when I was interviewed and brought forth on four radio shows, by the way, this is radio show number five today, radio show number six in the last 24 hours.
Been a busy guy.
Excluding my own show from yesterday. I want you all to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Don Nikoloff, Dr. David James Manning, and others, all of which have been on this show. And you sit there and think, well, you know, he might have it right. He looks like he's going in the right direction. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to pat myself on the back and tell you we have been the needle's point on the precipice of the truth out there. And why do I say that? How many of you have ever heard Barack Obama admit he wasn't an American? Don Nikoloff? And those of you at BBS Radio? His own words.
Well, first of all, it's true. I'm not an American. I mean, I was not born in Hawaii. I wasn't born in the United States of America. I come from Kenya. And so I think people saw my election as proof, as testimony that...
Now, Don, you did not expect me to play that.
Oh, no, I didn't. But I'll tell you something, if I can comment on it very briefly.
Go right ahead. It's your show, man.
He told the truth about Hawaii, but he lied about Kenya.
But he admitted that he wasn't an American.
Yes, that's the bottom line right there.
That's the bottom line.
Now, why would he say that? Was it unexpected that was...
He was doing an ad-lib discussion in front of a group of college students at a lecture hall, and we caught it on tape, videotape, ladies and gentlemen. There's no mistake. Even a deaf lady came over to my home and looked at this, and when she left, she was crying because she was an avid long-legged magnetic supporter, and our friendship had really waned here in the last 18 months. But she got up from the chair here in my studio, gave me a big bear hug, and the mascara on her eyes was running, and she said, "Thank you. I didn't believe you, but the lie cannot be hidden anymore." This is a deaf lady. She can't hear the tones and the verbs in a man's voice like Dr. Taylor, my blind law professor, who has said from day one, when he first heard this long-legged magnetty on the air, off the idiot tube, Dr. Taylor said, "I don't know who this man is, but he sure is lying." I said, "Wait a minute here, Mr. Taylor. That's the only one that's running this on the stage. He's a he's He's from Hawaii, and his mother's white and his father's black. I don't care if he's green and pink. He's a liar. That's so, okay. In every sense, Mr. Obama began running for the presidency and was heard on national television on speeches. Dr. Taylor was intent on listening and educating his friends who are all black. I wouldn't say all of his friends, but all of the friends that come to his home, with the exception of about three of us, are mostly black. And he educated his little small group of people here in Little Rock, Arkansas, to the long-legged back daddy being black. Now, Don, there's the evidence. The man is a usurper. He violates the law. What is the law, Don? The law is the Constitution of the United States, the limitation of power. And he violates that. The Supreme Court justices should take their nine gavels and be hammering them down on the table, telling Congress to impeach this man, put him in prison along with his vice president, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, because they signed off on it and they knew it.
Oh, not only that, Drew, but their appointments are also unlawful.
And so all the appointments that have been done, including the one appointment to the Supreme Court that's coming up, are all unlawful.
Yeah, I've done a number of shows on this through the past.
I have too.
Yeah, yeah. And
the generals of the army are being battered around like little baseballs. And I can't understand for the life of me why men like General McChrystal are being shoved around like a ping pong ball. Are these generals literally oblivious to what the truth is? It's hard for me to believe that, Don. What do you think?
Well, I think they know exactly what the truth is. How much of it they can put forth and stay alive is another question. I think somebody that like the McChrystal interview that the short-legged Mac Daddy didn't like because he told the truth. You know, if you have these generals coming forth saying what's really going on in Afghanistan, Drew, what do you think the people would say?
Just like they did in 1933 when Major General Smedley Darlington Butler stood on the podium and said war is a racket and went through and documented the fact and kept us out of getting involved in Europe. A former two-star general of the United States Marine Corps single-handedly from 1933 to 1940 kept the United States of America out of getting physically involved in the war in Europe. Traveling around the United States, visiting with the doughboys, and I look today is we don't have a general. The doughboys of today are the Vietnam veterans, the Korean veterans, and believe it or not, the Gulf War I veterans. Do you know, as of today, the youngest Gulf War veteran turns 39 years old? Ladies and gentlemen, most of the Gulf War veterans are between the ages of 39 and 48 years old. Think about it. Gulf War I was 20 years ago. We're losing 1,000 World War I veterans a day. In 15 years, there won't be any left. If they are, they will be so minute in number, and they will be well over 100 years old.
Yeah.
Don, I don't know where we're going, but I'll tell you this much. God's in control, and it doesn't look good for those that blaspheme him, that lie about him, that throw the rules of law up in his face and ignore his word. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Dead Sea Scroll 18, line 29. The Holy Bible that many of you people listen to and watch with your video machines, your audio boxes, and you carry in your hand, called the King James Version. It's in your face, ladies and gentlemen, slapping you. King James Version, the authorized version of the Holy Bible by King James. King James, ladies and gentlemen, was the King of England. And who wrote the King James Bible? His scribes. And who were his scribes? Sir Francis Bacon, 33rd degree Mason. 36th degree of the Knights of Templar, i.e., the wondrous world of Irish Masons. Along with his fellow Khazarian Jewish. And I said Khazarian, Khazars, Zionist, Jewish, who wrote and translated their version of what the king wanted in writing as the king felt the English people needed another massage of the real truth, because the Catholic had done so well in hiding the truth in their Bible, eliminating over 28 books of the original writings of the 12 tribes of Jerusalem, the original people. God did not create the modern Israel. Man did. Yeah, with the Balfour Agreement in 1920.
And it was a political organization.
And it was a political organization. And ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk to history? Not since I was in high school with Maddie Mae Brown. God bless Maddie Mae Brown. She taught us the truth. She taught us how to research. And Don Nikoloff is the closest thing outside of Maddie Mae Brown that I've ever seen that knew and was able to ascertain the truth. And may I ask Don another question for you?
You asking
with
me?
With all of these lies, with all of these lies, you and I both know it's all about truth. And we're slowly but surely waking up the eyes of those out there that take the time to learn the fact that there's an alternative radio network out there. And not one, but a dozen or so. Leading the pack, BBS Radio, BakerBakerSierraRadio.com. The Micro Effect. Loudmouth out of Texas, GCN. And why do I call GCN Loudmouth out of Texas? Because that's done because the man in Texas that many of you so lovingly agree to and listen to, screams and overtalks his guest constantly, but you think he's telling you the truth when I feel he's just one of those infiltrators into the Informational Freedom Network, and he makes a big deal out of getting the truth out there. And Alex Jones, he deserves some respect. But after you listen to him for 3 weeks, it's time to turn the dial. 20 years ago, Art Bell. And Art Bell still, his network shows that he owns Coast to Coast. And George Norrie, they put a flavor of truth on mainstream media late night to hold you, the sheeple, back. And from GCN, Loudmouth Texas Network, and I call it that because Alex Jones makes darn sure his own show, his four-hour show, is played 3 times a day on that network. That's 12 hours. Half of the day of GCN is Alex Jones ranting and raving. And a lot of what he has is the truth, but it's such a massage of the truth. He leaves out the salient points and you go get your boomer and start walking in the street. But that is the massage by the elitist, the Nazi, communist, Stalinist, fascist, Zionist behind the scenes, and Toto's over there grabbing at the curtain. Lexi has joined in. That's my schnauzer. And the Great Dane has run up. Lady and the Tramp have over there, and all of them are pulling at the dadgum curtain. And yet the curtain's still not coming apart. We still haven't got enough people out there to wake up to realize, but we still have the Alternative Radio Network, such as First Amendment Radio or Dixie Broadcasting. And on Blog Talk Radio. Now, granted, Blog Talk Radio is mostly a socialized network of shows. But 2,800 shows and 200 are new shows. My own show is number one on Blog Talk Radio. And I don't even advertise it. I let Marines bring it forth. I let you bring it forth. Don Nikoloff comes on the show every Monday. And his salient points are like a large glass of water to former military, mostly Marines, but former military of all branches of the service, the United States government, around the world. And they're looking for the points of truth, the disquisition. Look up the word disquisition and find out what the real definition is. It's not just a discussion. And I named the show Disquisition in honor of John C. Calhoun, who was one of the last members of the United States House of Representatives to personally know, have lunch with, dine with members of the founding fathers of this great nation, commingling with their families and their immediate families, meaning sons and daughters, such as John Adams, who understood the true intent of the Constitution firsthand on the law and what the formulation of the treaties were in the 1780s, 1790s. And when John Adams, a congressman, a former president who became a congressman, there weren't any retirement funds. when you left office, whether a congressman or a senator or a president, you went back to doing what you're supposed to be doing, being a citizen, capital C, of the United States of America. You didn't go off and write a book. You didn't go off and write back to Congress, where's my paycheck? You had a problem with your medical in the 1820s, and yet you were a former congressman or senator? You put your pants on just like everybody else in town, and when the doctor came, he made a visit to your house, he'd look at you and say, "That'd be a dollar, please." That's what a doctor's visitation usually was a dollar. And Common Sense by Benjamin Franklin, John C. Calhoun would bring out these salient points of the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. When's the last time a high school student, that anybody out there that's listening to my voice, heard that they had to get a copy of the Common Sense and a copy of the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers to read for school? Many of you don't even realize that Texas wanted to be a state of the Union. After many Americans died in Texas, at Juliad, at San Antonio, at Beaumont's raid, at Brownsville, at Legionville. But you remember the Alamo. And ladies and gentlemen, the Alamo was a plant by the federal government of the United States. Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, and the other 186 men at the Alamo died. John Adams, the former president of the United States, said in 1836 that Texas independence, though admirable, should not and cannot become a state of the United States of America, because Texas was its own republic with its own army, its own navy, its own marshals, its own independent Senate, its own independent Congress, its own independent Supreme Court, its own laws, its own declaration. And the Constitution and the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers specifically said, no nation can be admitted to the United States of America that had its own government before, except those territories of Canada, if the territory of Canada were to be divided up into separate individual territories, and the territory of Vermont. Many of you think Vermont was a member of the 13 original colonies, and you sadly mistaken. Here we are today, 200 years later, and we're addressing these problems, and I come to this network to bring you the truth. Why do we have all of these secrets, ladies and gentlemen? It's because of control. And television and movies or a salient influx of control out there, telling you up front, years in advance, while shoving God, the principles of God, God's warning, I'm not a preacher. I'm a sinner. But I'm not going to blaspheme the creator of the universe and his only begotten son. I opened my eyes and looked, wow, you know, this makes sense. This makes a whole lot of sense with this intergalactical federation and the fact that Yeshua the Christ, as I know him, the only begotten son of the Creator, came to this planet in a spiritual form when through the birth canal of a human being that was a seed from those humans that were created by the Creator to have a purebred human on this planet. So those of us that are imprisoned here, do you hear my word? Imprisoned here, would have the opportunity to join with the Creator. The free will to choose evil over good. And television is out there telling you the truth. It's salient points at 30, 40 years ago. Remember the movie Seaview? Today, advanced superstructure vehicles, by the United States government are being built in Japan. The Department of Defense, Advanced Special Projects Super War Fighter, an aircraft carrier sized submarine. Do you hear my words? An aircraft sized submarine? Craft that is combining the 21st century technology, such as advanced stealth applications, advanced energy weapons, delivery systems, instead of the old tube and ammunition-laden amphibious landing aircraft of the past, the long-range submersible aerial space vehicle is specifically designed to go underwater like a submarine, but come out of the water and travel on the top of the water like a aircraft carrier, and can reach up and all of a sudden become air mobile. Air mobile. That means it flies, ladies and gentlemen. The long range submersible is designed for not only Earth combat, but possibly space combat capability, meaning this sucker could go into outer space. It is now being leaked, not deliberately, but the Japanese who want the United States out of Japan are leaking this information out, and it's coming forth. The super space submarine, as it's being rumored by certain individuals in Congress, is believed to have been out there and is remaining a secret for so long because of development of private funding and the awarding of military contracts. Lucrative contracts to corporations that are in Iraq and Afghanistan and other illegal wars. At the same time, these companies are working on this advanced super war fighter that is capable of going under the ocean, on top of the water, resting like a large aircraft carrier, but can lift off of the ocean like the like the Battlestar Galactica and fly into outer space. Who other than Howard Hughes is the developer, the designer from the 1960s, and it's taken that long to put this thing together to where it now is a reality? You're hearing it first on Don Nikoloff's show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world of real fascism, of real secrets. Hiding the truth in plain sight and shoving it up your posterior because you're paying for this and you're not being told the truth. And at the present time, today, 20 minutes after my show ended at 7 p.m. Tampa Bay, Florida time, the sheriff implemented the first stages of evacuation. More secrets. More secrets. The oil has arrived at Pensacola, Florida. In a vengeance.
Now, Drew.
Don Nikoloff, you've heard me say that. You have little comments. I'm here to give them to you because I know I gave something forth on your show that I wanted to bring out on my show today and never had got to the time. And it needs to get out there now because we've got the photographs, and it's taken me most of tonight to get the photographs in hands of other people in case something were to happen here.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the information. I have a request to find out, and if you have any information on how to acquire a copy of this video. Is it online? Is it available? Or
video for what?
That you played earlier on in the show. The admission.
The admission?
Yeah.
It's on my News and Views. It'll be back on. It's on my News and Views every other day. It started 3 days ago.
Okay.
It wasn't on my News and Views today. It'll be on my News and Views tomorrow. And as the crow flies, as fast as your wish is my command, we will have it sent to you. We will send it to BBS, and we will send it to you in a copy.
Okay.
In a private message. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate that. Yeah. That's just one little spoke in the wheel, you know, of a whole bunch of facts that prove what we've been saying. Now, what was said in its simplest form, that he's not an American, is the truth. And the fact that he said he wasn't born in Hawaii. But I don't buy this thing about Kenya, and I use the simple argument. If you were born in Kenya and you were taking a picture with some people who are alleged to be your family, why would you have to fake that photo? And I've analyzed those photos, and anybody from Kenya, for that matter, that's alleged to be a relative, they're all phony. All of them, whether they were published representing being a student at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, the Lolo Satoru family photo in Indonesia, they didn't even say where the photo was taken, but I tell you, when you spend 5 minutes with that photo, you can see that photo as well is a composite, that every single photo was doctored to hide the lack of professional photo editing. Now, you worked in the military, and you know the military's ability to doctor up photos. And I have to tell you, probably you saw some very professional work, and I've seen some of the sloppiest fraudulent forgeries ever created on the face of the earth representing this guy's background. And it doesn't matter who you're talking about, Drew. The photos are absolutely phony. There's no doubt about that. So if the photos that support the story are phony, the story has to be bogus. It's simple. And it's like the documentation. You brought up the mainstream media and my thoughts about what we're hearing, how I feel when I hear the lies that they're telling. Well, when you have these multi-million dollar a year contracts for these propagandists, they're called news anchors and news reporters on TV and on radio, and they say, well, you know, I thought that maybe these people on the internet had maybe something to hang their hat on, that maybe there was a little bit of truth in what they were saying. But when I saw the Honolulu Advertiser had published the birth announcement, I knew that these people were crazy. Well, I analyzed that in my research, too. And isn't it funny that wherever there were lines, and we're talking about lines that are used to put text on or lines to be a border around text, they never were straight. The lines never met at the corners. Now, when you're looking at a miniature copy of it, you can't see that. But as soon as you magnify it, as soon as you enlarge it, just the littlest bit, you have to begin to laugh. It's so ridiculous what they've represented. And wouldn't you know that in the Honolulu Advertiser, where the Obama birth announcement is alleged to have been put, those are the only lines on the whole page that are crooked and don't meet. Everything else is straight. The text is straight all through the newspaper, except the birth announcement of this guy. Well, it's because they did it very recently, you see. And the same inept individuals that did the bogus photographs did the bogus documents. And it's an insult to anyone's intelligence. Anyone. It's an insult to the honest people in the FBI and the honest people in the CIA, if there are any honest people in there. Okay? And the fact that this has been pointed out to them and they do nothing about it, I really don't care what the media says about it, because it's all lies. They're paid liars. We don't get paid for telling the truth. Our only motivation, Drew, is to have the truth come out and have the people know the truth so they can see it for themselves. We don't get paid for that. We don't ask people to pay us for that either. So what is our motivation? Our motivation is to have the truth come out about these things, because the people in this country have been lied to for over 230 years as to their true nature, as to who they really are, as creations of God, the creator of the universe. Not Satan, the devil that they worship. And these pretexts for war and murder and raping and pillaging other countries has to stop. We can't promote that, nor can we promote the lies that we've been told either about our history, because as we're finding out, that's all we've been told. That's what we were taught in school, with exceptions. Mattie Mae Brown was an exception. And I can name a few teachers. But I can tell you the textbooks that they taught out of were created by the intelligence agencies, packed full of lies. And the thing about it is that they're so sure about the effectiveness of their lies that they never would think that we could go out and really discover the truth. And we're living in those times right now where everything out of the mouths of a congressman or a senator is a lie. Everything out of the administration is a lie. Everything out of the corporations they kowtow to are lies. Every agency that they run, every bureaucracy, is filled with lies and liars and crooks. It's nothing but organized crime. And that's what else can you say about it? That's all it deserves. It's organized crime. Give them a medal for being criminals, and they turn around and create fictitious criminals. They arrest innocent people and torture them and throw them in jail or murder them and their families. And this is democracy. This is what they're spreading around the world, democracy. They call it freedom. And can anyone in this country we live in, Drew, say that we're free people with this deceit and this treachery? These people don't tell the truth. So I just wanted to make that statement. And I
It works hand in glove. How many of Americans are even told about the massive amount of gold bars that the United States Marine Corps discovered in 2003? Those men in 2003 have now retired from the Marine Corps, and they're showing their pictures off, holding 60 pounds gold bars, 60-pound gold bars. Sitting in front of a picture of 1,100 gold bars that weigh 60 pounds apiece, 1,100 gold bars, or 1,000 gold bars. And these Marines are now leaking these pictures out, pictures that show maybe 6 or 10 gold bars on a steel plate. And roomfuls of American money, footlockers full. These pictures are coming to light, Don, but people like yourself, people like those men, the men that formed BBS Radio, talking about that, in May 2003, the United States Army found a water truck with 1,000 gold bars in it. But did mainstream media report it? We did. Those of us that were in Informational Freedom Network, we weren't on talk radio doing a live show, but we were talking to other talk shows out there that were doing live shows, such as Frank Whalen on the Frankly Speaking Radio Network program show, 4 hours in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Republic Broadcast Network. Republic Broadcast Network was putting out a show. Loudmouth of Texas was doing a show. He even brought it up a couple of times about large amounts of gold being discovered. And here I am reporting the largest vessel in the history of mankind. And I'll be laughed at and chimed at and told it's fake and everything else for the next 2 years until you finally wake up and see this sucker. It looks as long as a football field. Cigar-shaped. Does that sound familiar, Don?
Yeah. Yeah. It does. And, you know, there are plenty that have taken pot shots at me because I merely tell them of my actual experience. And we're talking about living people. I'm not talking about talking to the dead. I'm talking to living people. And I'm bringing evidence forth. And there are those that no one ever heard of, but they come out of the woodwork to try to discredit me or you or anyone else putting the truth out there. Their sole mission in life is to discredit all of us. And we're reporting the truth. We're researching the truth. We're reporting it. We can talk about it because we've researched it enough to know what we're talking about. And we can debunk the lies within it that got everybody else just accepting it at face value without questioning it at all. Here, we're pointing out to you, and Drew, I've been saying this for 2 years on my show, your show, and other shows. We got somebody that's not an American sitting in the White House. I've been saying that. Why would he say that if it wasn't true? Why would he say that? Why would anyone make that kind of a statement? Well, I discovered the same thing about the people that put together the Federal Reserve, too. Found the same things. I found that about a bunch of presidents. I guess people don't care, or they just that far removed that it doesn't even register.
Yeah, and you look back, we have great men like Major General Smedley, Darlington, Butler, testifying that war is a racket. Here we are. George Herbert Walker Bush goes in and chastises and lays the foundwork of later wars with Iraq. And what then? Now, when I stand back and look at it, it was basically the formulation. Gulf War One was the formulation of going back in with Clinton or whomever, which just happened to be George W. Bush, to go back into Iraq to steal their oil and their gold and their silver and the money that they had accumulated in selling drugs. Stop to think about this. We have documented four separate photographs. Four separate photographs. Four different military men shooting pictures independently of themselves so they could show their children and grandchildren, I once sat in the presence of 1,183 60-pound gold bars. That's $100,000 a bar.
Well, they robbed something like 100.
And the government of the United States stole it so they could build their cigar-shaped spacecraft that's an underwater vessel. Well, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We got a classic example of James T. Kirk flying the USS Enterprise, or wait, it wasn't an Enterprise. It was one of those alien spacecraft flying it into and under the water. So you stop and think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're told about it in sci-fi pictures, and where the United States built one because Howard Hughes designed it. Howard Hughes was a genius. And if anybody could have built it in the 1960s and turned around and told me as a college student or high school student or U.S. Marine that Howard Hughes was designing it after my personal hands-on walkthrough of the Spruce Goose, I want to tell you, I would have believed it so fast, made your head, that's where do I buy my stock at? But no, the government builds these things behind the scenes, and how many have they built? I don't know, but the pictures are being leaked out by the Japanese workers because the Japanese want the American people and the American government out of Japan. They want their country back. They're being tired of being a servant slave to an empire builder who doesn't believe in honor or justice. And therefore, they want us out. We've become the empire builders of the world, ladies and gentlemen, and we're hated in every clime and every place. All you got to do is ask any Marine. And yes, there are places that we are loved and cared for, but the general population hates our guts. We're arrogant. And if you don't believe me, just take a good hard look at the expatriates that are leaving the country, 1 million a day. But we're getting 1,500,000 illegal immigrants from all walks of life, from all other cultures to come. And you don't think that American women have not become abusive, self-centered? Look at the amount of the fact that 90% of the married men that are over 40 marry a woman from Southeast Asia because they're calm, cool, collected, and they're not demanding. Even the European women, except those that are modernized by the American television in the United Kingdom or in Moscow or St. Petersburg, they are more or less calm. We got a problem in America, Don. We've lost our touch with God the Father, Yeshua the Christ, the Savior, who I personally feel has been born on not just this planet, but on other planets to show how the people should love, honor, respect, and be respected. Responsible for their actions and what they do and not be so darn greedy and not be so darn selfish.
And you know, those other planets, the people there got the message and they didn't have to murder him. You see?
But not on this one, because the perdition was given rule of this planet. And I think this is the prison planet. I really feel that we are here, Don Nikoloff, Don Newsom, all of the people out there chose to be on this planet at this time because God knew us before we were in our mother's womb. I personally feel that I was a warrior with Michael. And chose to be in the flesh blood, to be born through, to be tempted with sin, to be a sinner, and to understand the truth and get down on my hands and knees and beg for forgiveness and pray for people out there. Like Lance Corporal Wilson, who gave his life for what he thought was the protection of the American people. But on his doorway to his hut as a Lance Corporal in his first tour of duty into Afghanistan, he wrote, "The American Congress is out to lunch. The American people are out to the mall or playing ball." I want to thank you, Don, for letting me come on your show tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to have you on, as always. Drew, I know you had Bob Chapman on today, and of course, he was advising people and where to put their money. Tell the listeners who you have on your show tomorrow and what topic you're going to be discussing.
Tomorrow I'm going to have a 62-year-old lady by the name of Dr. Gay Learned. Dr. Gay Learned has overcome traumatic brain injury as a child, as an adult. She's 62. She looks like she's about 40. Because of the treatment that she puts herself through, she is going to talk for the third week about brain injuries and the fact that traumatic brain injuries from the mainstream media, the big pharmaceuticals who've been saying that there are no cures, once your child has a traumatic brain injury, or your military man has a traumatic brain injury, or is involved in PTSD, there is no cure. Just treatment. Dr. Gay has a cure. And treatment that you can walk away from. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is research yourself. Dr. Gay, G-A-Y, Larned, L-A-R-N-E-D. The links for her shows are on my website. They're there for you to listen to, archive for free. And tomorrow, by the time showtime comes up, there will be a direct link for three of her shows. The last two shows and tomorrow's show. And those of you that want to hear what she had to say last night, she even went over her tragic lifetime story of where she is. She comes from a military family. West Point even has a building named after her grandfather. But she's one of us, Don. She is a seeker of truth. She is a believer of God. She is a believer of man's free will. She's a believer of truth, honor, justice, and to love for the Corps. Not the Marine Corps, the Corps meaning the military. Dr. Gay is my guest tomorrow. I really appreciate you allowing me to promote her because of her insight into TBI and the fact that we have military men that can use her neurological findings in treating PTSD, in treating brain injury, and the fact that we don't have to be laying in some stupor in a bed when you go through this proper training. Thank you, Dovah.
Yeah, and you don't have to be alone. You can be
correct
amongst those that care. And you know I care about those things, Drew. We take up those topics on this show. And anytime you want to, you know, go that route and talk about things that are out there to help the people in the military who are not being helped by their government, but are being cast aside like refuse. You know, you have a welcome place here. So
can I take 2 minutes? I know we're over, but I'd like just 2 minutes, just 120 seconds.
Okay, the clock is starting now.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that have a military husband, daughter, wife, relative that has served in combat and kind of looks out in the days and they're taking all kinds of pills, have them visit the Vet Center. The Vet Center. And seek some personal advice. These are not psychoanalysts. These are not psychiatrists. These are men and women that are former military themselves, combat veterans, who have put together and formulated the Vet Center, originally founded by Vietnam vets to help Vietnam vets, now exists to help vets of all wars. You know someone that has a problem? Steer them to the Vet Center. There is help. And people like Dr. Gay Larned are coming. And remedies are there. Thank you, Don, for that promotion.
Okay, and you did it in a minute. That was excellent. So
that's why I asked for two. I wanted to make sure I had enough.
All right, Drew. The name of the show, A Marine's Disquisition, and the website, amd.elequity.com.
Correct.
Sunday through Friday on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on blogtalkradio.com on the internet, also around the world. And it's the number one show on Blog Talk Radio.
It's not around the world. It's blocked in China.
Oh, is it?
If the internet feed is blocked in China, the radio station that was located in the Laotian border that was beaming a signal into China was taken down, but it's back up, but it's been moved 200 miles inland. And the Japanese signal that comes out of Japan feeding into China, is its frequency is jammed by the time it gets over to the coastline. But we're heard 99.9% the rest of the world.
Well, see, now, you said the American people were at the mall. You didn't say they were at Walmart. I don't know why they would block it. But
well, they are at the mall.
They are, too, huh?
Walmart is the mall.
All right. Well,
I don't call it Walmart. It's Chinamon.
All right. Drew, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say goodnight to all your fellow Marines out there before we say goodnight to the audience.
To all my Marines around the world and to Chesty Puller, wherever you are, Semper Fi.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Also, we want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com as well. Special thanks to Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight at BBS. Also want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow night. Got another great show lined up with scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher Jim Murray, my co-host every Friday night for the past 3 years. And in the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.